This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. During the pandemic, hospitals around Anchorage reported a dramatic drop in patient visits to emergency rooms. Those drops are partially explained by fewer accidents during the shutdown. But as Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan reports, physicians are concerned that some patients in need of critical care may not be coming in.
In Anchorage, emergency room visits were down 30, 40, even 50% in Alaska's largest hospitals in March and April during the height of the coronavirus fears, according to hospital managers. That might sound like a good thing, but emergency room doctors say that the statistic is evidence of a dangerous problem. Dr. Steve Compton is a cardiologist with the Alaska Heart Institute in Anchorage.
I had a number of patients who developed severe chest pain, and rather than come in to be treated, they worry about the risk of COVID, wait at home until it's too late, and then show up days into it and expire in the emergency room.
Compton says that during the first 2 weeks of tracking, cardiologists identified a half dozen patients who had, quote, poor clinical outcomes, end quote, because they had delayed care over fear of catching the coronavirus in an emergency room.
It's very disheartening to see people ending up with irreversible weakening of the heart because they showed up too late for us to turn the heart attack around, or people just plain dying.
Compton said that doctors stopped tracking these cases after a few weeks, but he has seen deaths resulting from people not seeking the care they need. It can be hard to attribute a bad outcome to fear of COVID, but Compton says that he had some examples that were clear.
How do you assess that the patients didn't seek care because of fear of COVID? How are you?
Because they told us.
Some of his observations line up with national trends that show a fear of catching the coronavirus is keeping people from coming into the hospital. An April survey by the American College of Emergency Physicians shows that 80% of adults reported a fear of catching COVID-19 in an emergency room. An academic paper in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology showed an 80% drop in the number of patients being treated for severe heart attacks during the last weeks of March. Researchers suspect that it was largely because of patients not seeking care. And it's not just heart attacks. Dr. David Sardino is the ER director of Alaska Regional. He says there are also other worries.
Do you know that appendicitis and cholecystitis or gallbladder inflammation, those are both also not showing up as frequently or showing up rather delayed?
Reports of strokes have also been down, suggesting people aren't seeking treatment at hospitals as much as they should. And unlike other places where hospitals are overwhelmed with patients, in Alaska, there's still plenty of hospital beds. Dr. Michael Bernstein, the chief medical officer of Providence Hospital in Anchorage, says it's understandable why people are afraid.
It's certainly understandable when they may have watched the national news and seen, places like New York or Northern Italy where things were very out of control. We fortunately never got to that point.
Hospitals in Anchorage never reached capacity. The State Department of Health and Social Services says it's not aware of any cases of hospital-based transmission in the state. But that doesn't mean that hospitals are taking any chances. Patients are screened upon entering, and those getting elective surgeries are tested prior to operations. In Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.
And for KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.